Hey everyone, I'm Samir. I'm the industry programmer here at the Toronto Real Asian Film Festival. We're here with Imran and we're here with Netta. Imran is the filmmaker behind Mustache, and Netta is the filmmaker behind Unibrow, the amazing short film. We're going to share some breakfast treats and talk about body hair.
Great.
Because nothing else pairs together this nicely. So to start off, I have a very simple question. Both your films deal with younger teenagers, in your case 15 years old, in your case even slightly younger. How did you reconnect to your inner child to be able to write this script where someone's watching and doesn't know it's an adult rethinking about their past? Did that draw up a lot of forgotten hormones, forgotten feelings, forgotten crushes? Talk a little bit about reconnecting to your inner child.
Is this like we take a bite and then, or
yeah, you have to take a bite and then you answer when your mouth's all full.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
no,
the
no,
game?
No, 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 no,
okay, let me, no, I think that's a really great question, because I think it can feel like, you don't want it to feel like an adult is writing kids talking or whatever. And I think like, the way I tried to approach that was grounding myself in like my own memories. And that for me was looking at old photos, old video, family, home videos and stuff like that. And just trying to like steep myself in that world of kind of my own upbringing and try to bring that into the film. That's kind of what I tried to do. And then letting the actors kind of put things into their own words, because oftentimes your actors are like the best resource. They become like the expert on the characters, and you kind of have to like lean on them to be like, hey, I would say it like this, or you know, whatever. So
did your actors bring a lot of themselves into the role?
For sure. I mean, I was always, I encouraged that, you know. And I think like you write something theoretical on the page, and then ultimately it needs to be embodied and lived in. And so I try to lean into the strengths of whatever the actors are, if they're, whatever their personality is, like instead of trying to force them into what the movie is, I just embrace like, okay, that's the movie now. So that's kind of how I approached it.
Oh, very cool. And for you, Netta, yeah, you I know your actor is a little bit older, but looked exactly like a 15-year-old. Did that character come from a very personal place?
Definitely.
You were the girl with the unibrow?
I was the girl with the unibrow, with the cleft lip, with the ugly, or sorry, curly hair. growing up. So I actually felt very confident in writing the character of Layla. And even when we were on set, like I felt there was a lot of guidance I could give that character, because I just like, I was that character. Like there were things that I could like really like, I could see she was thinking about, or like complications that I sort of wanted to bring into like the role, or like if she ever looked mean, it was actually more so that she was scared or like, and was able to convey those choices to my actor. Where I struggled with was the character of Sahar, who's the girl who is from Iran. I'm second gen, so of course, like, you know, that was a character that was also very new to me, and that's really where I was able to lean on an actress who herself was from Iran and really understood that role, and really like was able to build it up in that way.
Were you able to build a character with Sahara, or did that kind of come up organically on set?
No, we actually went through, like when we did rehearsals, we had my AD who speaks Farsi, which was just a huge like bonus and resource. And then Avin, both of our, one of
shared crew member.
Yeah, exactly. Who was also present just to do makeup, but of course had so much insight towards Farsi and everything there. And then of course the actress passed too as well. And we really like, I had written it in English because I can't write in Farsi. And so like essentially she had to craft her own dialogue, and like how would you say the same thing in the way that you would speak it in Farsi?
Oh yeah, that's a whole other thing, language.
Yeah,
and translating intent through, so that's, yeah, it's like, it's, you had a lot of, I think one thing that I connected with like watching your film was like the just the way English, and like in my house it's, oh, I just hit the mic, but in my house it's like my parents would speak to me in Urdu and then we would speak in English, and that became normal. And I just saw that kind of dynamic play out, and in fact it's like commented on, you know, like why she doesn't speak Farsi. And like I think that's like such an interesting thing, and it resonated with me in terms of like that, like trying to fit into one place, but then losing touch with your own tradition or your own past. And so I felt like that was really nice, the way you captured that in your film.
Thank you. I like, echoed for Mustache. I was telling Imran before we like started, I wish I had seen Mustache before I started to work on Unirow, because like I think like the like understatedness of so many aspects of your film, like this was just truly like the dream diaspora sort of like experience, and like and this like films like this are definitely ones that I wish I had when I was that age. Now as an adult, it's like all that more impactful. I was definitely crying by the end of Mustache. Oh, like man. I fully was like ugly bawling. It was really embarrassing. you better do that like at the end of Unibrow.
Yeah, yeah.
But but like, I mean, like I can't even, like I feel like I probably would have been a filmmaker all that sooner if I had been able to see things like beforehand.
Well, thank you for saying. What was this called again?
Butter Tart. Is this so tart. Good? This is
yeah,
like
this really
is
good.
Shout out to Dark Horse.
Maybe like a British snack, I'm not sure, but I'm really happy they had two left.
I'm pretty sure it's Canadian.
Okay, fantastic.
No,
so
we
authentic
are.
Canadian
yeah, that is French.
Yes, this is French, yeah. Okay.
Butter,
I'm super curious. Also, Neda, I'm so glad you made Unibrow. Yesterday we were talking about how folks love Mustache so much and they want to see the kind of female version of it. And I was telling them, hey, check out Unibrow.
Oh, that's
They're
so funny!
In- yeah. great, like short then feature. Like we can program it at some point. On the subject of body hair, and kind of, I'm really curious about the coming of age story. You've been seeing some amazing ones in the past few years. When you're crafting the story, did you have the coming of age story in mind before you had the Mustache and before you had the Unibrow, or did you have I want to see somehow a Mustache, I want to see Unibrow, and then you built the story?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So for me, I think I always knew, I was like, this is Unibrow. Like the title kind of came before the script did. Like I was just like, and it was the first short film script I'd ever written. So I was like, let me keep it grounded and let me keep it concrete. Where it got kind of complicated was initially I had it where like, here's this Iranian girl and she doesn't like her Unibrow. And by the end of the film, she's going to love it. And that's just like, that's going to be the linear line. And then I actually sent it to a really, great writer in Toronto who's also Irani, who read it and was like, actually, like, I think you have more opportunity to make this more complicated because brows are such like a significance and like such a cultural milestone in like growing up. And like she was like, when I like started, when I basically was ready to like trim my brows, that like implied like I was ready for sex like in my household.
Wow.
And like puberty. And so there was like a very like, it was actually like, by the time I think my generation was significantly less like meaningful, but like it nevertheless had such like a cultural meaning behind it. And so she was like, I think you can talk, like, you know, threading is like something that like Iranis do, like we're like the pros of this, like, you know, this is like, this is our like Italians to spaghetti is like Iranis to threading, like so like you know, she was like, you could like totally introduce that and like add that kind of like aspect in conversation, and especially with like the context of like a mandatory hijab enforcement in Iran and the role that brows can play in that kind of like dynamic. So that was really where like there was an opportunity with community collaboration to make it like a deeper sort of meaning.
Wow, that's cool to hear. For mine, like I knew it was going to be a coming of age story, and I didn't know it was going to be about a mustache.
Okay.
So it's maybe the opposite. I knew it was going to be about a kid going from like an Islamic school to public school. I knew that was going to be a big part of it. And I knew that he would discover the arts in some way. I think I was like, just kind of, I knew that was like the whole thing. And then like, I always knew that he would do like, do some kind of a performance in front of his like community at a mosque fundraiser. I just like, I was like, that should be a movie, you know, something. And so I was like sketching out this thing, and I would like do the, I remember driving around like LA and like leaving like long voice notes to myself, like describing what the story would be about. And a lot of those were key things. And then when I was writing it, I had written a scene about him and like wanting to shave his mustache. And it just felt like this could be a cool thing that like carries through the whole film. And so it was discovered through the writing process. So it wasn't like a thing at the top. And then it became called Mustache. And then it just like, it kind of evolved from there.
Oh, that's incredible.
The mustache grew on you.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
I really should have shaved my beard and just kept the mustache for this.
I thought about doing that to like screenings and stuff, but then I'm like, you know, is it corny, you know?
So, yeah, right.
But maybe I should, you know, I should embrace
For the next one, embrace it.
Yeah.
And on a more personal note, do you remember the first time you shaved your mustache and all, you
Yeah.
know, kind of not rhetoric, but all the signs your parents said not to do it? I remember
Yeah.
trying to shave my mustache at 13 and my parents stopping me. Or I remember
Yeah.
walking into the bathroom, my brother was shaving his back.
Yeah.
At the age of
Okay.
14, I'm like, what's
Wow.
going
Okay.
on? Like, I don't want this body hair. I was like, keep it. It's good. Do you remember like that first moment? And did you share it with the actors?
Yeah, I mean, we had conversations about that, and but my story is not that interesting. Although, I mean, it's like mine was like a miscommunication. I really wanted to shave my mustache, and I kept it till 10th grade, and it was like really big. It was very, very thick. And I was pretty obedient regarding it. And I thought it was Eid. And I was like, oh, this is a good time to maybe shave. And then I asked like my parents, I was like, oh, I'm gonna shave. And I thought I was like so old by then. You know, I was 16, 15, 16. I'm like, I think this is time. And then I thought they said yeah, and I think they did, but they didn't know what I asked or something.
Right.
And then I shaved, and then they were like, why'd you do that? And then it was too late. Once I had done it,
Yeah.
it was fine. And from then on, it was fine. But it was a thing like for the whole time. They were like, you can't do that, you can't do that. You can't. And so it was, I think the time period in which I was just like wishing I could shave it is, and like when I would see myself in pictures and stuff like that, and just feeling like, oh gosh, like I don't want to be like seen or whatever. I think that time is what inspired the movie, or like those are the feelings that I kind of extrapolated into the plot, you know, even though those things didn't happen, you know, it's just like inspired by.
Yeah. And Ned, I remember in your film, there's a very pivotal scene in the beginning, and in the screen, there's a collective gasp as if people understood it, where the character goes to wax part of her eyebrow and rips a chunk of it. Did
Oh,
that
yeah.
unfortunately happen to you?
That happened to me on a weekly basis. No, we got like so many questions when like the film was coming over. They were like, why is she doing it like this? Like, isn't this a bad idea to use a shaver? And it's like, yeah, but like she's in a rush. Like, you know, she's gotta go to school. Like, I mean, I was clipping my eyebrows. I had a mustache growing up that put Ilias to shame. I'll just tell you, like, I think I would have won. Like, I had to deal with that. Like, you know, like, yeah, no, that was a daily thing. Like,
Oh, that's so funny. And kind of to end it off, I wanted to know if either of you have any questions for each other.
oh yeah. Oh, I'm curious about like in the opening of your film, the artwork that you show. How did that come about? And did you make that for the film, or did you find that?
Oh my God, so that, like, those exact pictures are in my grandmother's house. I grew
Oh,
up with those
that's so
pictures.
interesting.
Yeah, no, I like it's
I
so
love
what
that.
it was really like I really wanted to like depict this like character who hates her own unibrow but lives in a house with these pictures.
Oh, that's so brilliant.
Thank
Wow,
you.
great. Yeah, that's great. That's great. I love that that's a part of your life.
Yeah, very
That
much
makes it
so.
more
No, 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 no.
special.
I
I love
live
things
there.
like that, because I think that's like when you see something in a movie and you can feel like there's something, like that's why I was asking about it, because it's like it's one of those things that felt like there was something more behind it. And when it's like tied to, you know, you have like a connection to it, I think it just makes the movie more special.
That's so, thank you. That's so kind. Yeah, no, it was really cool to be able to bring that onto set and like have that there. My grandma was like, my BB was like, where are you taking this? Like,
Oh, it's so
I had
cool.
a question for you. Does Ilias shave his mustache?
I leave that to the audience, you know,
Okay.
but I think they're all interpretations are valid. What do you think he does?
I'm so torn. I almost want to say I feel like eventually he will. I just like I see that for him, you know, like he's on his experimental stage, like this is just the beginning. But I also see him growing it back and really embracing it.
Oh,
Like he's
I
a
think that's
dynamic
cool.
little dude. Like, you know,
I like that. That's the first, nobody's ever said that before. And I think I like that. Like maybe he does shave it, but he brings it back in his own way and he
Totally.
embraces it. That's so cool.
Thank
I
you.
like
I love
that.
that. That's why we get two filmmakers to talk. Maybe for the sequel.
Mustache too.
Oh my God. Mustache 2, Unibrow 2.
Yeah, or the feature. That's what we've got to talk about for real.
Amazing. And to end it off, are either of you working on new projects? Is there anything kind of in the works? Body hair related or non-body hair related?
Non-body
Go.
hair related. I would say, I'll just say that look out for news on mustache and getting the film out. We have exciting stuff coming up.
That is
Okay.
so exciting. I got so happy.
Yeah, no worries.
I think for me, I have another short in the works.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, very cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to write. I've yet to make a short or like any kind of film that has a man in like a sort of presence. Yeah. And like, it is like my own father is such a real pivotal like role in my life. And he's honestly just like, he's such a main character. I don't know what to do with him. So I want to tackle that.
That's exciting.
And figure that out. Thank you. Thank you. Mustache came with like ideas. I loved the character of the father.
Oh, okay. Great.
What a
Ruzwan Manji. He did such a great job.
He had me crying.
He's so talented.
No, he did that.
And the mom in the film was magnificent.
Misha Sheffi.
Yeah.
Just an amazing talent. She's a force. Yeah. And she's just, we're so lucky that we had the cast that we had.
That's incredible. So for everyone, please make sure to check out Netta's next short film, whenever it comes out. You'll see kind of a father figure. And please make sure you follow Mustache on Instagram. If you can see it in the theaters, I would highly, highly recommend it. Don't shave your mustache. Go watch it. Have a blast with your friends. And this is Samir. This is Netta and Imran.
Hey, Imran.
And thank you for listening to the Backstory Podcast.